the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Christmas tree.
How's my Christmas tree?
I didn't know that was your nickname.
Hi, butterfly. Hi, Christmas tree. How's my sugar dumpling?
That was a sales guy.
You better be doing that as a loving tribute.
A sales guy up here, who is no longer with us. He would have these pet nicknames for me that now, in retrospect, I realize robbed me of my power. So
no, it didn't.
It did too.
Nice, nice.
He called
guy.
Me butterfly and sugar doll, and
he used to call me honey bun.
Anyway,
he didn't care. He was great.
You loved him.
I loved Jimmy.
I didn't identify him. Huh? You just outed him.
Jim.
He wouldn't care.
Well, yes, obviously not. He has passed on, Giorgio.
I mean, if he was still here, he wouldn't care.
All right. So getting your food right. You guys may have seen the news story where this Houston dude is suing Whataburger for $1 million because they put onions on his burger.
I guess he's allergic. But if you're allergic to onions, aren't you taking a risk every time you go to a fast food place? Your food is around onions, and I would think if you had that kind of allergy, you'd be really, really careful.
Okay, that's George's bit of victim blaming. Craig, you want to give it a shot?
No, I'm being a judge here, and I would not hear the case. I'd say tough, chief.
Okay, I don't think you understand what judges do. It's not just what is in their gut. It's they have to look at laws and stuff.
Yeah, I'd look at some previous cases and McDonald's hot coffee and stuff like that and say, sorry, Haas, no.
You need to watch the documentary on the hot coffee thing.
Okay.
Because it was much more complicated. I was wrong on the hot coffee thing, as was most of America.
You mentioned a few weeks back that it was like lava coffee, and they did that so it would stay warm longer.
Yeah,
right?
Most people just thought of, oh, somebody spilled hot coffee on themselves and they got millions of dollars from McDonald's. This is the proof of what's wrong with America. So it's and the case was explained to me, and this is the way it should happen, right? This is how you change people's minds. Good lawyer friend of ours contacted me and just said, hey, I heard your comments about that. You know, you ought to check this out because it's actually a very interesting case and much more complicated. Didn't lay in with, oh, you're such a freaking idiot and everything. I don't understand why you're on the radio because you're just so stupid. That doesn't change people's minds.
He just said, watch this.
Yeah, he said, hey, it's actually an interesting case and told me some things about it I didn't know. And I was like, oh, I'll be darned. You're exactly right. Anyway, the McDonald's coffee case was about an elderly woman. And they served her coffee that was, I can't remember how high it was.
1 million degrees.
It was something crazy where they were only supposed to serve it at, and I'm making these figures up, but it's like this. Like 130 degrees was the industry standard for safety. And McDonald's at the time was serving it at like 190. And knowingly doing that by just saying, hey, this just keeps it, it's hotter longer that way and everything, and we'll just take the risk that it hurts somebody.
No one's going to spill.
Yeah. And they didn't even secure the lid on top of it. So this old woman pulls it into her lap, and then it spills forward, and she's sitting in it, and she's elderly and can't move very well. And she had third-degree burns and had to go through all these skin grafts and months of hospitalization. And I even think the family at one point wanted to settle if McDonald's would cover her medical bills. And they wouldn't.
Yeah, which seems reasonable.
Yeah, wouldn't hear anything of it.
So she won?
Yes.
Big time?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, and it's cases like that that make industries safer for consumers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's, how are you going to keep corporations in check doing safety things if there's not a lawsuit when they violate them? There's no consequences for violating something. Why don't they just violate them?
Right.
Anyway, this dude says that he's allergic to onions, which I have to say I've never heard of before.
No.
Yeah. That's a different one.
And that he had an allergic reaction after eating a burger that had onions on it at Whataburger, and he had to seek the care of medical professionals after sustaining, quote, serious personal injuries due to the onion.
Well, I'm sure this has never happened to him before. He doesn't have any sort of
example. Is clearly leading me into the next little item, which is that he also sued Sonic back in June of 2024 for including onions on a burger.
He did.
Uh-huh.
How'd that turn out?
I don't think he's gone to court yet.
Yeah, I think that... Sonic requested a jury trial for this week, as a matter of fact. Mm.
Two fast food places, bad hamburgers.
I want to ask you, is this just a coincidence? Well, I guess it's possible because they're companies that serve onions on burgers.
But once it happened to you once and you're this allergic to onions,
uh-huh.
Why would you chance it again?
Well, he has to eat.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, you can't make your own hamburger at home?
Well, you can say that to everybody who's in the drive-thru of any of those places.
Yeah, but they don't have this onion allergy like he does, air quote.
Maybe that's why he'd switched to Whataburger, because he's so offended by the Sonic thing.
Does he not remove the bun and look to see if there are any onions on there?
Ooh, good one.
The lawyer over here is doing a great job.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Do you always check the ingredients on a burger? I think I always do, pretty much. Specifically, if I've asked something not be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I hate pickles on a burger.
I do, too.
And,
bring them all.
And,
I guess I don't care enough.
You just want hamburger in face.
If it looks like
a
hamburger, I will eat it.
There's not a no-go on a burger for you?
Not really.
Mustard? You're okay with that?
Great.
Ugh.
I love ketchup.
I can't do mustard and pickles. There's only some burgers that I like onions on.
Sure, throw them on there.
So, anyway.
Jalapenos? You bet.
Hey, guys.
Hal?
Jalapenos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took my wife's name.
Anyway, all right. Look into the future with me now. As 7:15, I'm going to do a story about why some people are being abducted and held at gunpoint for a very unusual reason. That's at 7:15 today.
Okay.
And you can't, not wanting to be the one in your immediate friend group who misses this.
Okay.
It's a very strong tease by me.
What?
And it could be in your house killing you. All right, do you want me to do another one or no?
I guess no.
Gosh! Well, defeats me. I've got a whole lineup over here. Look at this smorgasbord.
Well, we're right on the fine line.
Hey, what is a smorgasbord versus a charcuterie?
Charcuterie is
meats.
Just jeez. Meats, and a smorgasbord is anything.
Okay.
Charcuterie.
It's just a big feast. With a lot of stuff.
Wait, who said that?
That was in Hard Knocks with the Jets.
They said what?
What do you call it?
Charcuterie board.
It's the defensive lineman.
A charcuterie board could be part of a smorgasbord.
What?
It's a thing
just,
that would be part of the bigger feast.
Let's just call them snacks. Can we just go back to snacks?
Snacks.
No, here's the deal.
Snack.
Since you asked me at 6:31, should you do another one? And I know that'll take us to 6:35, and I know
and
we have a cat meeting today.
Yeah.
So it's probably best just to end it now.
Yeah, we're on the clock.
I'm tired of being yelled at. And
I'm going to be the bad guy for the P1s because I'm the one that ended the segment.
All right, P1s, you heard it. I want to do more fun stuff.
Yeah,
but,
take it to Junior. It's his fault.
Junior. Oh, Green. Junior. Oh, yeah.
I'm just avoiding a bad meeting for all of us. All right, that's the ODEC 6:32 now on the ticket. Coming up next, Gordo took out the wireless yesterday at the Mullen & Mullen Golf Tournament and found a very interesting guy.